Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,939. Carol L. Thomas seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C, 115-181, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of 4th Street, approximately 349 feet east of Bald Eagle Way, Route 273A. The 911 address is 37417 4th Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 19.16, Parcel 53.02. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.2-foot variance, a 2.4-foot variance, a 7.8-foot variance, and a 0.3-foot variance. Received two mail returns. We also received a letter in opposition, and the letter is from Judith Anaker Mass, and that she's unable to attend the meeting tonight, but she's in the process of rebuilding her family home on 4th Street that has been in her family since 1960, and that during their teardown and rebuilding process, they carefully plan to rebuild to comply with the code, and that the properties on Bay Vista and 4th Street in particular are small, and there are already significant crowding of homes on that street. Therefore, she requests that the variance not be granted. And then we also have a letter in support of, and it's from Kent Scoach, that he owns the house next door to Ms. Thomas and was her neighbor for more than 11 years, and that he urges the request be granted, and that the items in question are nicely built and in character with the neighborhood and in no way detract from the neighboring properties such as their own. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carol Thomas, 37417 4th Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening again. I am Bill Schaub, here for Ms. Thomas. And as certainly members of the board know, I'm a huge advocate of surveys for my clients before they buy properties, because I always tell them they want to know before they own if they have a problem, not after they own. Mm-hmm. Most of the cases tonight have been after they own. However, then it hit me one day, I said, this is crazy. What I started doing is telling my realtor friends, when you list the property, suggest to people they get a survey, so they know that there's problems before they sell rather than the day before settlement, which is all the other ones you heard tonight were the day before settlements we found out about problems. So in this case, Ms. Thomas had a house for sale, so she had a survey done. And sure enough, here we are, four variances being requested. Again, sometimes you can't even figure out, you'd write a book on these if you could figure out the plot, how someone got this far. The house never fit on this lot. That lot was 50 by 100. A mobile home was placed in 1990, and it was exactly what it needed to be from the rear. But it was too close to the front. So, since it met the rear setback and couldn't meet the front setback, what it obviously meant was it just didn't fit. Now, granted, this is 0.3 feet, which is 4 inches, and although we measured the same in 1990 as we do today, still 4 inches on 100 feet probably doesn't seem like very much, but anyway, the house was never fit. It doesn't today, so clearly a variance of 0.3 feet is needed on the front, because there's obviously nothing Ms. Thomas can do about that but cut off part of her house or tear the house down. As she will explain, she bought the house around 2000. She and her husband, they added the porch, and there's a picture that I gave of the porch. The little porches like this are always an issue because of the fact that they can encroach into the rear yard setback by a certain distance. And in this case, it was 5 feet, but the problem is it's 7.8 feet. So therefore, the variance being requested is actually 7.8 feet from the required 20 feet. Is that correct, Ms. Cornwell?
7.8 feet is
yeah.
Correct.
And again, and she will testify that she and her husband hired a contractor to build that porch, and anyway, that's the way it is now, and they just found out. Now, the shed, what was interesting about the shed was when the survey was done, it showed that, in fact, the shed was partially on the neighbor's property, the gentleman who wrote in the letter in support. And so one of the things that had to be done after this survey was done is considerable work had to be done, removing fences, shrub, and the rest, and the shed was moved onto the property in its present location, and she and her friend who helped move it will testify that's the best they can do. They cannot make that shed 5 feet from the side and 5 feet from the back without having it butt right up against the house, and you can see where the door is. You would have no access to the shed. So Ms. Thomas herself had no active involvement in any of these projects. Her late husband, you know, he's not to blame. I mean, he just went and spoke to the contractor about the back porch. He dealt with a dealer about the shed, and it wasn't until the survey was done that she was aware that any issues at all. The variances are needed so she can sell her property. Can't do anything about the front yard setback. The porch, you can always do something about it. You can always, if you've got enough money, you can tear anything down, rebuild it. But from a practical standpoint, it's been there a long, long time. It's certainly not adversely affecting anybody. I guess one person wrote in opposition saying that, I guess what she said is true. Everybody should obey all setbacks, and that is absolutely the case, except you wouldn't have the high-paying job you have if everybody did, I guess. But the shed has been there a long time. It cannot meet the criteria for the setbacks, and Ms. Thomas would like it to remain, so because it's used for storage. Her husband actually used it as a woodworking shop. The house, that variance was not caused by her in any means. The porch, she will testify, they hired a contractor to do. I think she's not going to know much more than that, that other than the fact she thought a contractor would know the rules. And the shed is the exact same thing. They hired a dealer, and I don't know how the county deals with those situations. If they were the applicants and they paid someone to put a shed in, I guess it's their responsibility to know what the rules are. But on the other hand, one would think that if a shed were too big for a place, possibly the shed salesperson would say, you should get a different shed instead of, yeah, well, let's put this one on your neighbor's property. But that's what happened here. I contend that it does not alter the essential character of the neighbor. The neighbor most affected by it has written and said that very same thing. There is someone, obviously, who has written a letter and didn't really address this property, just said, in general, everybody should build things as in the right way. But that doesn't answer the fact how long these things have been in existence. They aren't hurting anybody. The shed, yeah, could have been hurting the neighbor because it's actually sitting on his property. But it's moved, and he's all for it. And again, who else could better complain than he? Minimum variance, clearly these are the minimum variances. House, can't do anything about it. The porch, only thing we do is remove it. Shed, the only thing can be done for that at this point is take it away. And we don't think for the reasonable use of the property and the length of time everything been there and the fact that the person who could possibly be most affected has, I think, pretty well unequivocally endorsed this application, we ask that the variances be granted. Ms. Thomas? Okay, you've heard what I said?
Yes.
Is most of it true?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to add, tell us about the porch? Well, first of all, the house. You bought the house as it is, correct?
We bought the house in 2000. The house had been in existence for 10 years prior to that time. And we certainly didn't move it in any direction.
Okay. The porch?
The porch in the back was built by a contractor who my husband hired, a private contractor. I know nothing about that. There's no records of who it was or where they were located or anything of that nature.
The deck. I'm sorry, the shed.
Same with the shed. The shed was put in probably around 2002 or 2003. And again, I don't know who the dealer was. I don't know any of the details. While all these things were going on, my husband was retired. I was working full-time, so this was going on during the day when I wasn't around, and I really didn't pay much attention to it. So I didn't know of any of the details, and I don't have anything in writing from any of the people who were involved.
And your husband since passed away?
He passed away 3 years ago.
And you learned of these problems when you had a survey done, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so the house, you can't do anything about it, correct?
No. The shed we attempted to get as far off of, as far within your requirements as we could by using a machine, a backhoe. Backhoe? Mike, do you want to, could you come up and...
Yeah, right after you're done.
Can you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We attempted to move the shed as far as we could to get it within the requirements. It just can't go any further. There's no place to put it.
And you're, and this shed actually was sitting partially on your neighbor's property, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And this
That's
is
why we
and
moved
this
it.
Is the same neighbor who wrote a letter in support.
Yes.
Has anyone come up to you and said anything unfavorable about this?
No, I haven't heard a word from anyone. In fact, the people, I spoke with everyone surrounding me, and no one had an issue with it. I was unaware of anyone having a complaint.
Okay, I don't have any other questions of Ms. Thomas.
All right.
I would like to call...
Michael Pozzola.
Michael Pozzola, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Pozzola, 24655 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Pozzola, Ms. Thomas said that you were the one who tried to help her with the shed, or did help her, but tried to meet the county's requirements. Is that correct?
Yes.
What did that involve?
Well, to back up a little bit, as a retired contractor, she had suggested she wanted to sell her house. So I started doing improvements. We're friends. As soon as I saw the shed, I knew it was not even what, so I suggested a survey. Sure enough, one corner of it was 6 inches over the line. Although there's a 6 foot tall fence, even further, that's owned by the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a problem solver. I got a friend with a Case machine, and the fencing that I had to rip out and hedges and broken sidewalks to actually, I don't know how they, at the time this shed must have been delivered, there wasn't much in the way of landscaping, sidewalks, or any of that sort of thing. So it wouldn't ever be able to be removed. The trees would have to be cut down. So I thought the best thing I could do was at least make sure that it's on her property. So I got it to 1 foot over the line. The other points caught us by surprise. Never even thought that the house itself was improperly located, or for that matter, the screen porch on the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I addressed it to the distance between this is a large shed, and the distance between it and the house, he had another private fence, so I ripped all that out and made it so that there was a proper distance between the shed and the house. I could have pulled it closer to the house, but then it wouldn't have been safe in terms of distance between it and the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you very much. Or I don't have any other witnesses.
All right. Thank you. I'll start with the members of the board. Mr. Workman, I'm going to start with you. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Vickers?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Has that garden shed been moved? It said to be removed.
No, it has not, but it's, I'm tearing it down myself.
Okay.
She's got a trike bicycle in there that I have to get to the shop before I can tear it down, but it will be torn down.
Okay.
And I'm sorry,
Make sure.
I wanted to point out that's why that was not part of it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just wasn't sure where it stood. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you.
Again, Chair will entertain a motion. If not.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,939. The standards for meeting the variances have been read into the record by the applicant. The uniqueness of the property is showing a 50 by 100 foot property, 50 by 100. Can otherwise be developed. The house is just three foot long. I mean, I'm sorry, 0.3 tenths of a foot too long for the property. So that probably is not something that you would want to correct with taking part of the house off. And the shed was made. Is needed for storage. It's not created by the applicant, by previous owners. The certificate of compliance was issued for the house. The small porch by was, you know, put on by the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And the shed was acquired by the applicant and was supposed to be placed and followed through normally by the seller, which is normally not done. Well, not all are central character of the neighborhood. There's no one in opposition to the request for any character problem in the neighborhood. It looks the same way, 50 by 100. And also, I believe it's the minimum variances that are needed to approve 11,939. And another question I have here is for Mr. Sharp. I keep going through the years I've been with. Planning and zoning, I keep going and saying to lawyers or whoever has presented the certificate of compliance, and they refer to it as certificate of occupancy. Am I still under the impression the certificate of occupancy is issued by building code?
Yeah.
And the certificate of occupancy means that met the building code requirements plus planning and zoning requirements. That's how I used to explain it. Is that correct?
Well, there's actually a document, the certificate of compliance, which means that it's met with zoning requirements as
right.
well. So, you know, Ms. Cornwell might be better to answer that as far as the paperwork okay. there, but that's how I've always interpreted.
It also depends on the type. If it's livable space, we will issue a certificate of occupancy, and if it's not a livable space, we'll issue a certificate of compliance. And it's also a good distinction, which means it complied with setbacks. Typically, if you get a fence, you'll get a certificate of compliance saying it complied with setbacks. For a house, you'll get a certificate of occupancy saying somebody it's suitable for living in.
Okay. So
you'll see both.
Pardon me?
The planning office issues both of them.
Right. I know that. But the occupancy refers to the occupancy, as it says. In other words, a house gets an occupancy. In other words, they can occupy the house, but that doesn't mean that they're in compliance.
Yes, if we issue a certificate of occupancy, that means they are in compliance with all zoning regulations. We will not issue a certificate of occupancy or certificate of compliance if they are not in compliance with the zoning regulations, because the planning office is the final department to
yes.
issue anything.
Okay, so I'm right. But they refer to it as a lot of people, I'm sure you know, refer to it as I got an occupancy report, you know. So
you make this a motion then?
No.
You didn't make a motion?
No, I did.
Oh.
That we approved based on what I just said into the record, 11,939.
Okay, and then do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,939. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Utzon?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,939 is approved.
Thank you very much.